It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Felger Mass, Thursday, July 16th. Felger here in the A-hole chair from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Big Jim Murray alongside. Mass on location. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
Just peachy, thank you so much. We're brought to you by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. We spent a fair amount of time yesterday talking about Joe Tooney and the Patriots not coming to terms on a long-term extension, so he's on the franchise tag of just under $15, making him your second highest paid player at guard. When you already have another player in Shaq Mason, who's among your top five or six highest paid players again at guard, sort of got us thinking about the makeup of this roster and how the payroll has not been well managed, and the Patriots have sort of backed themselves into a corner at a couple positions with a couple of players. They have very little cap room, even after these settlements last week with Antonio Brown and the estate for Aaron Hernandez. They're still not in great cap shape because they haven't spent wisely, and they're just sort of in this spot. And everyone has this, you know, perception that they're master manipulators of the cap, and this whole myth that somehow they're master tacticians when it comes to money and the cap, and they don't have problems that other teams have, which is just a complete and utter fallacy. They have the same problems most other teams have, and they're experiencing right now. And so that was yesterday's conversation, but it led to something bigger when we looked at it. We started to look at the payroll and what guys made. Well, as you started to think about that, Maz, what was your thought?
So again, I heard Jones talking a little bit about this last night. I mean, Adam Jones, the sports vulture himself, which is always a dangerous ground to walk on. But nonetheless, as it pertains to the Patriots roster, I started thinking about it. And who's the best player on the roster? Like, and this one's probably easy. If I were to say to you, who is the best player right now on the Patriots roster, who would you say?
Go ahead.
Stephon Gilmore.
Yep, me too. Gilmore is the first guy I pick. Mike, you?
Yeah, Gilmore.
Okay, Gilmore. Now, if you then go, okay, who's second? Who's third? And you do the top five on the roster, I think it gets pretty tough pretty fast. I think it now gets debatable. And the fact is, more importantly, like I always put players in grades, you know, in classes based on grade. You have A players, you have B players. Like, and I've always said Devin McCourty, me, is like an A minus, B plus. But that was at his prime. I don't think he's at his prime anymore. Edelman's not at his prime anymore. Hightower's not at his prime. When you start talking about the second best player on the team is, you know who I settled on? You want me to give you the answer now?
Well, hold on. Let me just backtrack. As we had this conversation and we looked at it, we said, well, you know, the payroll doesn't look good. The cap, they didn't manage it very properly. You look at the roster, there's a bunch of guys that are overpaid, the money in the wrong spot. But if you take out the money and you just look at the roster, which is what, you know, you're talking about.
Correct. Just talent.
Just look at the roster. Forget about the money or the cap or anything like that, which is what we did yesterday. Just look at the roster. It kind of stinks.
Yeah.
It's kind of not very good.
It's old.
It's kind of not very good. And so we'll sort of give you what we mean here with this exercise, where it says, like, well, who are their best players? So who are their best players? And if you have a list of their best players, I think we all start with Stephon Gilmore. Did you send Vinny a list, Maz, of your best players?
I did. I sent Vinny one, yeah.
So if the simulcast folks have it, you can put it up, Maz. This is hard. It is. It's true. Who's their second best player? And who'd you go with, Maz?
Tooney.
As did I.
I went with Joe Tooney. Yep, I went with Tooney. And again, now look, I'm going to interject this element into the equation just because I mentioned it to you guys on email. ESPN last week, or a couple of weeks ago now, Jeremy Fowler started doing a position-by-position thing in the league where he got a panel of 50 experts together, which includes scouts, players, executives, coaches. He doesn't tell you who they are, but it's a panel of 50 players or people representing all 32 teams, and he went over every position in the league and did a top 10. Okay, they've done now, I think it's 9 of the 11 on the field. They didn't do kickers. They didn't do special teams. Okay, so we're talking about the 22. They have two spots left, corner and safety. You know how many Patriots have made the top 10 of the other positions? Offensive line, running back, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end.
How many?
And that's one. One Patriot. One. Joe Tooney. That's it. No Patriots at the skill positions, no Patriots on either line, no Patriots in the linebacking core, no Patriots in the backfield, or nothing, zero. Joe Tooney is the only guy. And you know what? Maybe more incredibly, I don't have a problem with it. I think they're right. I don't see a Patriot other than Tooney at guard who is a top 10 talent in the league, leaving out secondary right now, which is a big one for the Pats. But nonetheless, up to this point, no secondary included. The Patriots don't have a top 10 player in the league.
And Maz,
other than Tooney.
Correct me if I'm wrong, too. They didn't even get any other players considered because they do the top 10, and then they give you like 5 names that are also considered at that position.
Honorable mention, Murray, yeah.
And I don't remember seeing any Patriots name there either.
Correct. So really, and those were 5. So it's really top 15.
Yeah.
So again, if you go position by position, now some spots you have 2, right? 2 guards, 2 tackles, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. But anyway, top 15 is the top half of the league, or 32 teams in the league, roughly. Let's just loosely. The Patriots have one guy. One. Tooney. A guard.
So look at it. I mean, so let me rephrase it, because the middle and the bottom of the roster might be fine. Like, again, which is what they take their pants off to. But the top of their roster, the top of their roster blows.
Stars.
Their high-end talent blows.
Or it's old.
Or it's old, past its prime, right. They have no cap room. It's like, so Maz's top 5, we showed it on the simulcast, I'll give it to you. Gilmore 1, Tooney 2, McCourty 3, Hightower 4, Jake Bailey 5. Okay, so...
Look, they got a good punter. I'm sorry. They do. Their punter's one of their best players, if you ask me.
That's a little trolly there, but that's okay.
It is. I admit it. It is.
It proves the point, though. The top 5. Okay? There's only one legit sort of in his prime impact guy, and that's Gilmore. The rest of that list is guard, older than rope, punter. Like, that's what that is. Tooney, McCourty, Hightower, Bailey. Guard, old, punter. And those are your top 5 players. Murray, what are your top 5?
Gilmore, Tooney, 1-2, same as Maz. Then I go Julian Edelman at 3, Dante Hightower, 4, Devin McCourty, 5. But again, 3, 4, 5, old.
Okay, and 2 is guard.
Right.
2 is guard. And I think you're right to have Edelman in there. And you can say old or
beat up,
but he's... talented guy. So when you look at mine, and I submitted this while I was taking a dump today, and so I forgot even what I said, but I think I have a general idea, but you know, it's fitting that I did it while taking a dump, because that's what I think the top of the Patriots roster is. I think it's a steaming dump. All right, so I had Edelman 2, I had Hightower 3, and then at 4, I went Mason or Tooney, because again, who am I to tell you who's playing better at guard? I'll let Bedard and the experts tell me. Mason is a really good player, so is Tooney. So I'll just put one of those guys there. I go Gilmore 1, Edelman 2, Hightower 3, Mason or Tooney 4, and then McCourty at 5. So again, it's sort of the same thing. It's Gilmore legit, okay, there you go, in his prime, impact guy, impact position. Then we're talking old, guard, old. And that's their top 5. Now, I mean, who else would you put in there? I think James White deserves consideration to be in one of those spots. But who else would you even put in consideration there?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Honestly, I take that back. You know who I considered? David Andrews. Now, again, there's an extenuating circumstance with him, but when Andrews is right, if you were to say to me, do I think Andrews is one of the top 10 centers in the league? I would say, yeah, I do. I think David Andrews is pretty good. I like Andrews. But again, Mike, I was saying earlier, I give them grades. Like, which class are you in? Gilmore's the only A.
He's the only consensus legit in his prime impact guy, impact position guy you have on the team.
Correct.
That is the only, you only have one, again, in his prime impact guy, impact position. One. And so, look, I still think you're winning the division. I still think all these things. But it ain't going to be on your high-end talent. And this is something we've certainly said before, right? We've certainly said that about this team before. It's one of its strengths. It's one of the things I like about it. You know, that it's not a top-heavy team or a star-laden team, and they still win. I've loved that about the Patriots. But you've had Brady there, right?
Right.
So, now, I mean, this just goes, you know, more on Belichick. And, you know, boy, I like Hightower. I like McCourty. Those are good veteran winning football players. But I'm sorry, McCourty is not a playmaker. He had a bunch of interceptions in the first half of last year. But let's face it, he plays a deep center, and he's more of a set the defense, intangible locker room tone, that sort of guy. I put him in there. I like him a lot. But it's not like, you know, your safety's in your top five, but he's, you know, that ain't Ed Reed there. That ain't a guy that's making a ton of plays. And Hightower, I put in there just because I think in big money games and in big spots, he shows up. But over the course of 16 games?
Average. Average is unfair. He's better than average, but most of the time he's a B player.
He's not
in
a
big spots. He's huge.
Not a high-volume tackler,
He's not like a pass rush threat. You know, week to week, do you think offensive coordinators are circling him with a laser point and be like, well, we got to scheme it up for this guy?
Nope.
And I like him a lot. He makes my top five. But again, he's just not that type of player.
And Edelman should be in your top five, but he had the most drops in the league last year.
Yep.
And he's a slot guy that's at that stage of his career where, you know, it's usually goes south. And it's like, so even guys that you'd put in your top five, there's these yeah buts. And it's, boy, the top of that roster is... It is suspect, man.
Skinny, very, very skinny. They don't have a ton of talent. I'll tell you, I looked it up just out of curiosity because I know that there are sites that do this sort of thing annually, the talent rankings and what have you. And there was one not too long ago. Pro Football Focus had the Patriots 18th. And you know what?
18th in what, Mess?
18th in the league in talent. I'm sorry. I said they do talent rankings
like
across the league.
Personnel grades.
Yeah. Right, just purely talent. The talent on your roster, where do you rank? And the Patriots were 18th. And I would tell you that I think that that factors in Belichick. Like, if you were to ask me, I think talent-wise, I think they're bottom third. Now, they're probably right on that line. Maybe they're 20th, you know, somewhere. So I'm splitting hairs here a little bit. But when I really started thinking about it last night, there is one clear-cut A player. There's, as you said, Gilmore.
Yep.
He is a guy, Murray, I also thought it in the same terms you did, Jim, where you said, who's the guy you got a game plan for? Like, if you're another team and you line up and you say, okay, who's the guy we got to identify right away? Gilmore. Gilmore's number one.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
But hold on, man. So, he's not the only A player because I think Tooney's an A and I think Bailey's an A. And, you know, so, like, I see what you were doing there in that list, Mass. but at an impact position. So your only other A guys are guards and punters.
Right.
So that's like, that's how I would sort of, I mean, to be fair, they do have elite talent at guard. And they're paying for it. Two of your top six highest paid guys are guards. Three of your top six highest paid players are two guards and Marcus Cannon. It's like that is not a well-constructed roster. I'm sorry.
So I don't factor in, that is fair. I don't factor in the impact of the, I mean, I take into account the impact of it, and I say Tooney is, sure, I call Tooney an A-, and that's splitting hairs. I know I'm like that. I'm sorry. But I don't look at Tooney and say he's like the guy at Dallas. Who was it, Zach Martin?
Yeah.
Who just completely steamrolls people?
Or Quinn.
And the kid in Indianapolis, yeah. Those guys. I don't think Tooney is that. Tooney's a good, solid player. Yeah, I'll give Tooney an A-, but he's a guard. And I love Bailey, but he's a punter. So this is what we're left with. I mean, I might like Rohrwasser too, for all I know. That doesn't really matter all that much. Like, they just don't have, they're in the core 22, and I know I'm sort of leaving Tooney out of that. But I think there's one guy that you game plan for, and that's Gilmore. That's it.
So, you know, we've done this this exercise in the past where we've said, who are their good young players? And it's, you know, and this is what we're talking. There's a very short, I mean, I don't know if they, Who's their best young player?
Maybe Chase Winovich, maybe. J.C. Jackson, I guess.
You don't go Wynn or Michelle there?
No, Bailey. Please. Wynn or Michelle. Mike, come
okay,
on.
So who is their best? So we've done that one before. But now take out the word young. Take out the adjective. And just say, who are their good players?
I know you go past, for me, you go past that top five. Like, it starts getting into players that if you said to other fan bases, you're going to laugh at you. Like Matthew Slater, Patrick Chung.
Totally.
You know, like, I love Pat Chung, but... I mean, is he an impact player? Matthew Slater is like the best special teams player in the league and a good leader in the locker room, but is he an impact player? No.
Do the Patriots have enough talent? That's a question for you. Do they have enough talent? Have we overlooked just how crappy the top of that roster is? When Joe Tooney is your second highest paid player and probably your second best player, do they have enough high-end talent? Your thoughts at 617-779-0985.
Boston's home for sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
I think that Joe Tooney deserves to get $15 million, but I do not think that he deserves to get $15 million from the Patriots.
Explain.
Well, I mean, look, you guys have talked about it. They're already invested in Shaq Mason. They can't get out of that without a substantial cap hit. And, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to pay two guards $24 million this year? I mean, look, they're in this position right now because Belichick basically scrambled after Brady. Tooney got Brady's cap slot, basically. So Brady left for the Bucs. Belichick said, well, I have this extra cap space. What am I going to do? Well, I do have a commodity in Joe Tooney. I'll tag him. He won't just be able to go freely to the Jets or the Dolphins, who were salivating over him. I'll squat on him. Somebody will give me a first or a second round pick, more than the third round comp pick, a year down the road. And we'll go from there. But there was no extension, no takers, and now what are you going to do? You're going to pay $15 million this year. What are you going to do, tag him again next year at almost $18 million? Of course you're not. So you're going to let him go next year and get the same third-round comp pick? It doesn't make any sense. What makes sense is the Patriots identify a player, and trust me, they have plenty of them that they've invested in. Froholt was a fourth-round pick. Illuminor, they traded for a fourth-round pick for. Kajust, who's a tackle but could play guard, was a third-round pick. They had 2 sixths and a seventh this year. Somebody has to be able to play a passable guard, which would allow them to trade Tooney, get a second or third now, and recoup that cap space.
That was a big boy yesterday. It's so right. That you can't. I mean, how mismanaged is that? Or maybe it just goes back to the slump at the draft. I mean, as you know, Bedard just said there, You know, and we've forgotten all the names. Kajus, Froholt. I mean, whoever the hell these guys are, they've been drafting on the line here for a while. It's like, because they missed, they don't have anyone to step in there and take the place. I mean, the guard should be, you should have one, at least one guard that's just, you can get away with a young player, rookie contract, street guy, etc. That's the way they've usually always done it. And the fact that they don't have anyone in there to step in to the point where they got a franchise, one guard, and then pay the other one at the top of the market, it just means... This means they mismanaged it and couldn't draft it.
People hate hearing it, but it's three, arguably four, straight terrible drafts for this team.
Yeah,
terrible.
To me, it's the draft. I always start there when a team runs into this sort of thing where, again, you have your talents either old or overpaid or both. And you look at it across the board and you say, well, what's the common denominator? It always comes back to the draft. If you don't draft well, you have no pipeline, you have no feeder system. There's no way to manage the payroll. That's the problem because drafted players are cheap, particularly in the NFL where the career span is, you know, 3 or 4 years on average anyway. So you don't hit on those picks. Now all of a sudden your roster ages rapidly. You're leaning on star players. You're lucky to have Brady if you're the Patriots. Now Brady's gone and now what? So to me, I go back to the draft. I think they better start getting some of the players out of these drafts, whether it's Damian Harris in his second year, Chase Winovich. Maybe these guys start to develop and we say, okay, it actually got better a year ago. We didn't really notice because it was early, but they better start getting results or they're in big trouble.
617-779-0985. Adams and Lowell, lead us off, Adam. What do you got?
Hey, guys, I think you're nailing it right there. It's just the drafts have been so abysmal. They've been terrible. And let's not say the team's draft. Let's lay it where it belongs. Belichick's drafts, they've been terrible. For example, what's more likely this year? Kyle Duggar, our first pick this year, we need him to do things. Is it more likely that he's going to be a difference maker on defense? Or we're going to be like, where was he? We only saw him on special teams for like two games. I'm betting my house on he doesn't even make the field this season. Thanks, guys.
So based on the track record, he's another – Cyrus Jones, Duke Dawson, you know, another one of these tweener Jordan Richards, you know, reach second round picks in the secondary. That's what it reeks of. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how many times you can go to the well and come up empty? He's due. Bill Belichick's due to hit on one of these guys. Maybe Duggar is it. I forgot all about him.
Me too.
But the fact you can't draft and develop a guard, like, come on. The corner position I get, that's hard. It's hard to find good corners and good cover guys. And that's a tricky thing. A lot of teams have trouble with that. You can't develop a young, cheap replacement when you know Joe Tooney's coming up on a contract, and now you're backed into...
Well, the counter with Kajust or Froholt is, well, they were injured. What do you want them to do?
Draft guys who don't get hurt.
Right.
I don't know, all the time. Didn't they draft a guy a couple years ago that couldn't even... The Rivers...
Garcia. Derek Rivers, yeah.
No. Well, Derek Rivers is the defensive player. Garcia's the one I was thinking
of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, he had the heart issue, whatever it was.
Was he a third-round pick?
Third-round pick, yeah.
He was.
Yep.
Did he even make it to a camp?
Sure didn't.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. Maybe draft a guy who's going to make camp. I mean, so you have one guy like that every now and then. I mean, that happens. That's a draft. But this, I don't know. I mean, how many times has that happened to Bill? Feels like a lot. So I think these are worthy criticisms. These are worthy second guesses. And I think it comes up with that Tooney decision. The Tooney decision sort of drives it home. And the fact that, and again, you know, Bedard mentioned there in that cut, Maz. Maybe it's why the fans are obsessed with it. This obsession with the value of that, you know, that
compensatory pick.
Like, okay,
yeah.
So you know, if we just let Tooney go, we get an end of the third. So if we can trade him for a second or a middle of the third, we've won the value game. Like, who gives two poops? Like, what? Why are you so obsessed? This obsession, and the fans follow along with it. With, well, we were going to get the 99th pick for him. Now we got the 86th pick for him. See? That's how we play the value game. It's like, I get it, but what if no one can play? Or what if you have to overpay someone and now you have no cap room because you're dinking around with the 99th pick versus the 82nd pick? Like, what's the diff, this obsession? It's as someone famously once said, Maz, circumcising the mosquito.
Oh, totally. So again, look, it comes down to, as you say, you want to win the transaction instead of doing what's best for your football team. And sometimes, okay, so you sell it 90 cents on the dollars instead of getting $1.05. And you say, but even so, you end up with a player that can, I'll give you a perfect example. Philly needed a guard. Okay, Philly lost Brooks. They needed a guard. He was one of the better guards in the league. Lost him. He's done for the year. That's it. So the Patriots had Tooney. A lot of people were theorizing, okay, maybe there's a match there. Philly gives him a pick. They send him Tooney, and everybody's happy. Philly re-signed Jason Peters, who was a tackle. They're going to move him to left guard. That's it. Now they don't need guard anymore. You still have Tooney at $15 million. So would you have been better off taking a third from Philly and then, you know, and developing one of the guys you had, assuming you could draft and get the right guy? But it shouldn't be that hard to replace a guard.
Holy crap. And you just draft me.
I'm sorry, Mike. They traded Mankins and won a Super Bowl. Right? So everybody loves to throw that in our face when I get upset that they traded Mankins at the end of camp. And the argument always was from people like Danny and Quincy, okay, well, they won the Super Bowl. How important could he have been? Fine. So I think Mankins was a better player than this guy. You're telling me they couldn't trade Tooney, get a third round pick, and plug in a guy and still be okay there?
Top of the Patriots roster, is it good enough? Okay, your thoughts on that. And, you know, does the roster construction deserve criticism? 617-779-0985. Here's an update. Guess who's been put back on the shelf for the Boston Bruins? I have some thoughts on this. It's actually kind of pissed me off. You'll hear the news here from Big Jim Murray. We'll discuss it coming back with your calls.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Maz.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Maz.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Before we get back to your calls, a couple news items there. Number one, David Pastrnak and Andre Kashe, who the second one we, you know, don't care about as much. David Pastrnak, tied for the league lead in goals, MVP candidate, one of your best players, shut down today. Bruce Cassidy said unfit to play. Now that's Murray. In fairness, I think that's league terminology that they are required to say.
Yeah, so this is the best summary I got from Matt Porter of the Boston Globe. In theory, those designations could apply to anything from the usual hockey bumps, bruises, strains, and sprains to any coronavirus-related issues such as a positive COVID-19 test or a player kept in isolation because, you know, they believe they might have came close to someone that was had it.
Well, so, I mean, the deal is they're letting them keep their privacy in terms of positive or negative tests for COVID. They're not going to release it.
Yeah.
And so to protect the players, I guess anyone who's not on the ice or posted says the designation is unfit to participate, and they just put that all in that, you know, that category. We'll play the sound from Cassidy coming up. I mean, it sort of feels like a COVID test, but I mean, who knows, right? I mean, so I mean, purposely they don't give you the detail on it, but it just feels that way. Either way, here's all I know. They've had weeks, over a month, where they knew what was coming down the pike, and Pastrnak can't post. He can't get out there. And that to me is just part and parcel with this player. And you know, I've got more coming up on it, but to me, the team should be frustrated by him, especially after what he pulled last year at the end. And now we're back here again, one of the most important players in the team, one of the most important players in the league, chance to win a cup, and what? He's not taking care of himself or what? All I know is they were all out there day one. All the key guys on this team were here day one, ready to go, most all of them. And this guy. Now they're still waiting for this guy. They should be pissed, Maz.
Okay, and see, I don't separate him and Kasia, or however you pronounce it, and I always get it wrong. But because they both came in late, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, you know, they're both Czech. They came in together.
They were together in the Czech Republic. They came back together. They were spotted out the other night together. So, yeah, they're a pair.
So I put them together. The other thing is they play the same position. I mean, now you're taking out your first two right wings. Now you're down to the third guy already. And so, and I understand Pasternak's the more valuable of the two. I'm not telling you otherwise. But I just look at it and go, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. You are now getting ready to make a cup run after all this time, and your two top right wings can't get on the ice? Okay. What the hell happened? It's hard to not think COVID, okay? It's hard to. So if this is something else that they haven't been working out, not that that's any better. There are a lot of ways that's probably worse. That what were they, not in shape, and now they're sore and they can't get on the ice? But the fact that it's both of them tells me that it's, you know, again, it's hard to not think COVID.
Yeah, look, I sent you guys the tweet that was sent to me on Saturday night, and I've had a few more sent to me. And look, on the one end, I don't really like these sneak photos, but if you're out and you see them, like, I get it. Like, I think it speaks to that. Like, there's real strong Tyler Sagan-y vibes with David Pastrnak. You know what I mean? Like, it's the old saying, young, dumb, and full of finish it. I think it's that. So he was there yesterday, right? So he practices, he's cleared yesterday, is Pastrnak. And now today he's not. So did he go out again last night? Did the team find out? Did they ask him, hey, can you stay in now that we're in phase three and we're practicing as a team for the greater good, so that we know you're not out and about and doing God knows what? Can you just stay in until we actually have to go to Toronto? And so, did he go out and they found out about it? I don't know.
I have no idea. Did he test negative and then overnight he tested positive? And did it just take a couple days, or it's the inexact nature of these tests? Or was he out of shape? I don't know. I saw the clips of him skating around yesterday, and I looked and I said, boy, he looks huffy and puffy, like he's not in condition. Yeah, the whole thing, it didn't look good to me. And then I read the reports of the guys who were there at Warrior, the reporters, who said he was crisp, looked good, looked in shape. His skates were digging in, and like, okay, you guys are there. I'm not. I just saw like a 20-second clip. What do I know? I'll take your word for it. But maybe he's not. All I know is they've started and he's not ready. And he should be the first guy back, not the last. And maybe this is a guy that does not get it. And he deserved a hell of a lot more criticism for what he pulled at the end of last year. And he didn't get it. He skated from you people. I thought the Bruins fans had teeth. You let him skate. You know, the way he got hurt at the end of last year and how that affected him. And you're all like, meh. It's inexcusable. So I have more on Pastrnak coming up. But the other news item is this Redskins thing. Like, this potentially could be a big story. We heard over a week ago that these Redskins minority owners were looking to bail and looking to sell. And stupidly, I, like most everybody else, just chalked it up to, well, they're sick of Snyder. He's pushing back on the name change, and they want them to change the name, and they don't like how Snyder's handling it, or they don't want to associate with the Redskins anymore, and they're going to change the name, but we just don't like the way this is going, and enough, and we're just going to leave. And it's like, I should have had my head examined. It could never have been that simple. They've known Dan Snyder. These minority owners have known Dan Snyder's an a-hole for a long time. Like, all of a sudden, they woke up and said, oh, this guy's not very, we don't like this guy. No, they've known for years he's a-hole. And what? They got sensitive about the name all of a sudden? They bought into the team when people hated the name. They've owned it throughout with him hating the name. So it's like, no. The fact that all these guys now are bailing and looking to jump ship, I should have known at the time. It wasn't because Snyder's an a-hole or because of the Redskins' name. They've known those conditions for a long time. No. There's something else big brewing coming down the pike. Now, I'm not in the dark corners of the web like Murray is. So let's not reveal everything that's in the dark corners of the web, Murray. But how would you describe what's going on here?
I mean, if you were to do a quick search of the Redskins subreddit, that's really probably the best place to go, because it's all fans, people that are, I think, are using pseudonyms that might be insiders, reporters.
Subreddit?
Reddit.com.
You have to explain this to me off the air, whole Reddit thing.
All right,
go ahead.
But so this is where, you know, it's fan posts, people put crazy theories so according to insiders, anonymous Washington Post employees, this article that's going to be coming out at some point today or tomorrow from the Washington Post is going to allege that Dan Snyder abuses drugs and alcohol. He's paid off refs Some refs have made up to $2 million from him. Oh, no,
I just asked you not to give me what was on the subreddit, but this is good.
But I'm you either want to know or you don't want to know. I mean, depending on what dark corners you're going to, there's some wild stuff that's all over the place about this story.
So that's unfair. So
paying off refs, I feel, is mild.
Well, so, right. So hold on. I mean, so this is what I don't want to do. I don't want to publicly say he's doing this, that, and the other based off the dark corners of subreddit. Okay. So that's
Jim Murray, P.I.
What I was hoping for was more of a generic sort of.
I can't do it. I don't know how to. I got to give you what I've read so far. But I'll give you this. It's a benign way I can put it. So it's going to involve Dan Snyder. This is allegedly going to involve Jay Gruden, the former head coach there. Some of the cheerleader stuff we had heard in the past with this team and how they've, abused and used the cheerleaders for corporate sponsors. Some of that might have some involvement with Jay Gruden as well. Like, it's going to be ugly.
Okay, so, yeah,
there could be reporter involvement, name reporters from reputable sources that could be involved here as well, trading certain things for information, like... This could be ugly for a lot of people.
So this
now we know those rumors.
Apparently, the Washington Post has been sitting on a big story. They're just waiting to post it, waiting to publish it. I don't know, maybe they're getting pushback. Obviously, they probably are. And who knows if it ever comes out. But the reason that the minority owners are bailing is because something big.
It ain't the team name.
Right. It ain't the team name. And it ain't the fact that Dan Snyder is a petty little a-hole. But those things, those guys knew. The minority owners knew all about those things for a long time. They bought in knowing those things. So stupid me to think that that's why they were bailing or that, no one thought this, what's up here? And so there are apparently accusations of gross misconduct, both football related, not football related. That's how I was looking to sort of generically do that. Just gross misconduct. Let's leave it at that and hope the story comes out and we get all the juicy details. But
I'm like TMZ over here.
I told you, Jim Murray, PI, the dirty cop.
You shouldn't be surprised. If Dan Snyder carries himself the way he carries himself, just in the things that we know, how do you think he carries himself in the things we don't know? Like, you should not be surprised. This is a bad person. This is not a good person, and you could just tell it by the way he carried himself publicly and the things we do know. The things we do know that were in front of the camera. We know this guy is a lousy person. And so you shouldn't be surprised by any of these things that are coming out. And hopefully the Post, just comes out and does it. So anyway, there's something percolating on the Redskins. So that's it. Pasternak Redskins. You can add that to the list if you want, back to your Patriots thoughts. And the list of people who think that there will be a legit quarterback competition and Cam Newton is not the guy necessarily guaranteed, it continues to grow. We'll give you more of that right after these words in our long commercial-free segment.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.
Who doesn't know Felger and Mass?
Michael Felger, I don't know from a can of paint at all.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You think that there's going to be a quarterback competition this summer on the Patriots?
Absolutely.
Do you think there's a chance that Jared Stidham could beat out Cam Newton for the starting quarterback job?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that they set it up this way, and it's part of the thinking for getting Cam in. All right. So, and trust me, I'm not one of these guys who is like, oh, well, Belichick can't lose. Cam Newton comes in, and he's better. He makes defenses defend the Patriots better, creates space. All of a sudden, they're better in the passing game. They're better in the running game just because the teams have to account for Cam Newton. Or Jared Stidham, who has been untested to this point, now faces a competition, and in camp, he's lights out and clearly wins the job. And now, all of a sudden, guys like Devin McCourty, Stephon Gilmore, who they know the score. They're out there on the practice field. They're going to know. If Jared Stidham is better and is beating out Cam Newton, all of a sudden they have confidence that, okay, now Jared Stidham goes into the season having accomplished something more than just beating out Brian Hoyer.
All right, so it was Greg Bedard on with us yesterday, and I'll get to your calls here in a second. So when I said there's another voice out there that doesn't think that Cam Newton is guaranteed the job, I wasn't even talking to about Bedard. He's on record as feeling this way for the last couple of days, or the last week or so. He's been on record for that for a while, along with our very own Scott Zolak and many others. Well, I can add another guy to the list, Chris Sims, who feels kind of tapped into the Patriots quarterback situation. He was on his podcast or his unbuttoned show. I don't even know exactly what it is, but I want to give a proper credit, Jimmy.
It's a podcast. It's a YouTube version that I sent in the email this morning.
Very good. Chris Sims on YouTube, his own podcast, Unbuttoned. And he's had some good intel on the Patriots quarterback situation for a while. And he was big on Stidham, saying Stidham's a plan, Stidham's a guy. And now here comes Cam Newton. And you know what? He says Stidham still might be the plan. And he said if you were betting that Newton would win the job, but that there's a chance that he doesn't, and it will be a competition. That there's a real chance that, Cam Newton doesn't pan out here in New England. There's a bust factor, he says. Jimmy, why don't you give me that cut, please?
The bust factor, though, Ahmed, for me is it's not going to be easy. First off, Jared Stidham's good. I know that, and I know that the New England Patriots think that as well. I think they were going into this throughout the majority of the offseason thinking he was going to be their starter, and that's what they were going to do, okay? But I guess where I get a little worried with Cam Newton here, and this is where I say the bust factor, and I'm going to go like 80 boom, 20 bust, okay? That's what I'm going to say. But the bust factor to me is Cam Newton, a part of a new culture and a place that he has never seen anything like this ever in his football life before. Is he going to be able to handle the day-to-day grind, detail, attention to detail, the expectations, people not telling him how great he is on a daily basis, the influx of information and things he'll have to do at the line of scrimmage? It's going to be a different language for him learning things. That's why we've seen guys like Albert Haynesworth and Chad Ochocinco and people like that go there and struggle, and we never hear from them again. Now, we know there's been other guys that go there and thrive and become superstars. So, to me, that's where I put the boom factor. And then the fact that Cam Newton is just overwhelmed by the culture a little at first. Jared Stidham's been there. He knows the offense. And maybe, okay, that's where I could see a few falters from Cam Newton.
Okay, so I agree with that. And I don't think enough people are putting stock in this. I think most everyone is saying that if he's healthy, he's the guy. And I think there's a chance that even if he's healthy, he's not a fit and they blow him out of here. And I think that's the only thing that I just sort of break from is that there's a competition between Newton and Stidham. It's Newton and himself. If Newton plays to his ability and, conforms as much as Bill wants him to, maybe that's a little, maybe that's a lot. But if he just shows up, does his job and is himself, then he wins the job no matter what Stidham does. But I think there's a real chance that Cam Newton's totally healthy. But it's just not a good culture fit. They realize it early and say this isn't going to work and let him go. Or he doesn't pick up the offense. They can't find the middle ground on the offense and they let him go. Or because he's had those two shoulder surgeries, maybe the accuracy is just so shot. He's healthy, but he just has a different throwing motion and he can't put it in the right spot. And so I think there's a whole litany of reasons why it wouldn't work out, Maz, on top of health. And I don't know. I think it's being underplayed, frankly.
Okay, so look, I'll tell you, after listening to Sims, and again, I think Cam Newton's going to be the starter, and I that hype video put me over the edge. And I'm talking about the one the Patriots put out, not anything Newton has put out. So that just struck me as odd that the Patriots would do something like that for a player who was quote-unquote iffy. But when he says the grind of it, and it didn't strike me until Chris Sims put it in those terms, nobody's in Carolina. This guy got his ass kissed. He did. And if you remember early on in his career, Steve Smith was critical of Cam Newton because he felt like Newton wasn't mature, wasn't committed to it. They didn't hit it off particularly well at the beginning, if I remember right. And then Steve Smith ended up moving on, and that was the end of that. And maybe Newton grew up a little bit, too, along the way. But the Patriots are that when Sims put it that way, the grind, the day-to-day grind of what it's going to be like with Belichick up his back every single time. I do think that this comes back to me, the whole fit thing. Like, how's this going to work? Because Bill is just so intense, so detail-oriented, so focused. And Cam Newton, if there's a criticism of a real criticism of him during his career, aside from not jumping on the fumble in the Super Bowl, I don't know how focused he is. It feels like he doesn't stay all that focused. Again, there's a lot of social media to his life and things like that. And I don't know if he's completely focused on the task at hand. Maybe he is now because his career is potentially at stake. But that to me is still the biggest question. How's this going
to
work?
So and to me, it's mostly from his end. And who knows? We'll see. I'd like to think that he's going to show up and do his job and do it the way Bill wants him to, because this is his chance to revise his career. And it's really the one chance he has. No one else wanted him. So most of these guys, you know, I say that, you know, that these guys, meaning the 1 year rehab your career and then go back out to market and, you know, use this as a springboard. The Revises, the Mosses, who re-signed here, obviously. But, you know, that profile of player, they mostly came in and did the Patriot thing. I mean, Randy Moss over time became the Randy Moss that, you know, that we came to know and love. I'm putting it in air quotes. But when he first got here, he kind of kept his mouth shut, did his job. And same with Revis, same with Dylan and, you know, those guys. If Cam Newton is going to be that guy, he hasn't shown any indications of it yet. Let me just put it to you like that. So maybe he can when he shows up. It's all business. And, you know, we put a sock in the hype train and he stops, you know, talking so much and hyping himself up so much. And he just does his job. It's entirely possible. He ain't doing it yet. He's not doing it yet. And that's why I have my questions on that. And then the question becomes, how much does Bill allow from him? How much does Bill bend to the way Newton is? And that has, you know, we have yet to see just how far Bill's willing to bend. But I don't think it's any guarantee that even if he's totally healthy, that this works out. And I don't know if enough people feel that way. Okay.
Go ahead.
Hold that thought. Hold it. So Maz will have more. I promise. To your thoughts on the Patriots, their roster, this Newton thing, the Pastrnak thing, Murray's update. His big gym update is going to take 90 seconds. There are no commercials, and then we're right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.